You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 177. And my guest on the show today, asking about her dream, is Diana from New York. But before we go there, and Diana is an email guest, I have to say thank you to all of you listeners who emailed me in response to the last show, episode 176, which was our first show on the format of having an email guest, which is the same as what we're doing today. So just to recap, if you've only just found The Dream Show, over the past 175 episodes, we've had two formats. One has been where I've just been talking to you about dreams and giving dream interpretation tips and hopefully inspiring you to become more interested in your dreams and what they mean. And the other format, the major format, for the past 175 episodes has been where we've had a guest live. I say live because we've had a guest by phone or by Skype and we've pre-recorded the conversation where the guest tells me about their dream, and then we talk about the dream and bring that to you as a pre-record, but you know, it was done live. And in that format, the deal was that when we had a guest lined up, I had no idea what the dream was before we began recording. So what you always heard with our guests for the first 175 episodes was me listening to a guest tell me the dream for the first time at the same time as you were listening to it. So you heard the whole process of how I went then from, oh, this is the first time I've heard this dream, the questions I asked, and how we worked through the dream from there. And then for the last episode, I introduced a new format, which is done by email. So we're still going to keep the phone format, but this is an email format. And the idea is that the guest gets in contact via a form on my website and writes down their dream. So we call it by email, but you know, it's written down on a form. And so I actually have the dream, I read it, I think about it, I email the dreamer questions, I send them my interpretation. I allow time for the dreamer to get back to me with their thoughts about their interpretation. And then what we do on the show is report on all of the above. So one of the major differences, apart from you not hearing the voice of the guest on the show, is that I already know the dream. As you start listening, I'm telling you about a dream that I've already had time to think about and analyze. So we did that for the first time last episode when our guest was Marjeta, and I invited listeners to email me and just give me some feedback. So a big, big thank you to all of those that did. And everyone that emailed gave it a big thumbs up and loved it for lots of reasons, particularly the reason they said that I seemed to go deeper on the analysis. There was more opportunity for me to go deeper and to report on that deeper analysis and to share more of the process, I guess, in a more logical kind of way. And people enjoyed that process. So the feedback included some people loving the bit where I reread the dream and incorporated into it some of the dreamer's answers to the questions I sent, and other people not loving that quite so much and suggesting some ways in which we could kind of speed that bit up. So I've taken all that into account with Diana's today, and it might take several goes to really fine-tune this, but yeah, today we have Diana from New York. So before we go into Diana's dream, which is actually quite a short one, but I've picked this one because I think it's a really key kind of dream theme to discuss. Before we go there, just a reminder of my website address in case you haven't been there recently, which is janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. And there's lots and lots of things you can find there, including that's the place to go to listen to all previous episodes. You can go right back to episode one of The Dream Show, and you can go all the way up to the current episode, this one, episode 177, and of course, all the ones in the future. And you can always access the last 10 episodes on iTunes through your podcast thingy app. So other things you can get at my website include lots of blogs, so lots of insightful and educative and hopefully inspiring words of wisdom from me about how to approach your dreams or about dreaming in general or life in general. My website's also the place where you can go to buy my paperback books, to buy my ebooks, or to train with me as a dream analyst, or to as most people have the interest in the site, of course, to book a consultation with me. So booking a consultation with me can be by phone, it can be by email, where you go through a process similar to the one that I'm just about to go through with you today with Diana, and lots of other stuff you can find there too. So let's go on with Diana's dream. Diana's dream, I've called, and she's called, Sexy Moves. Dream. I was in the bed, my husband on the left side and my daughter on my right side. I knew we were having sex, although nothing was really happening. There was the notion of a future boyfriend of my daughter. She wanted to practice sex with us to learn, so she will be ready to have sex with him. Although this notion sounds weird in waking life, it seemed normal in the dream to my husband and to me. I wanted to teach her sexy moves to enjoy in her future experiences, but all that came out from me was to pass my hand over her hair and kiss her in her head. I thought, this is too maternal and it's not what she's asking for, but I love her and I can't avoid expressing my love this way. Right after, at the end of the dream, I become aware that I don't really want my teenage daughter to have sex with her boyfriend, but I'm still in this experiment where I agree to teach her. Now, that's the end of the dream, and you probably already know that one of the reasons why I've picked this dream, and I know this is one of the reasons why Diana submitted this particular one, was because we all have sex dreams from time to time, and quite often these sex dreams can appear to be quite worrying. You know, here we've got a situation with a dream where her husband and Diana have their daughter in bed with them. There are all types of sexual scenarios that you can imagine come up in dreams. And the important thing to reassure everybody about is that these dreams are symbolic, that they are not about sex. Just as you might have a dream about losing something or somebody dying or any of the, you know, running a race or your house burning down. There's something where we instantly with those dreams know, well, that's symbolic. Obviously, my house isn't going to run down, or, you know, I can't run. I'm in a wheelchair. So obviously this dream about running isn't about running. You know, this dream is about death, but, you know, it's I know that it's symbolic. So in the same way, dreams about sex are symbolic, but it can be very, very, very difficult for us to take that big breath after the dream and remember that. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have do this particular dream on the dream show, as well as, of course, to help Diana and to help all of you pick up lots of dream interpretation tips and approaches. So, you know, I've seen as a dream analyst over, you know, I can't even remember now, I've lost count, 25 years or so, I've seen or helped a lot of clients with dreams about sex, and they've always turned out to be symbolic. So, you know, worrying dreams can include apparent incest like this one, although in Diana's dream nothing actually happened, but they can include dreams where something does happen and the person wakes up and thinks, you know, why am I having a dream of incest, or why am I having apparently an incestuous dream where I really enjoyed it? People have sex dreams that end with murder. People have sex dreams with a different gender to what they normally have sex with. So there are all these questions that can leave people really panicked and really worrying. And so, you know, number one, take a deep breath. Sex dreams are symbolic like everything else. So why a sex dream? You know, sometimes we might have a sex dream because our sex hormones are in that state and they kind of come into the dream a bit. But then when you look at the rest of the dream scenario, you can quite quickly see that the way your dream is dealing with these sex hormones is channeling it into a different storyline. And why would this dream go down this avenue? Why would another person's dream go down another avenue? And when you begin to look at it symbolically, they begin to make sense. So if you start, and I'm not just beginning Diana's dream just yet, but if you start with the general premise that in general, sex is a coming together of two or more people. It's a coming together of a very intimate kind, whether the sex is good or bad in the dream, whether it seems appropriate or inappropriate. Sex itself seems to have, for most people, a connotation of this is a close physical connection. This is very intimate. This is a very close union. And so in dreams term, you know, one of the many starting points with a sex dream is to think, what is it that I'm becoming intimate with in my life? What, not a person, not a sexual situation, what am I absorbing into my body and into my being? Energetically, where am I going? What is happening to me? Because one of the key things that you can do when looking at a dream, and it's a very brave step to take, but it's a very important step, is to say everything and everyone in a dream represents something about the dreamer. So we all might dream about a certain person, you know, a celebrity, for example, but we're not dreaming about that celebrity themselves. In our dreams, we're not tuned into what is happening for that person, for example, that celebrity. We're dreaming about our views and feelings about that celebrity or our views and feelings about that person. If I dream about a celebrity and it's someone who I admire, then my dream might be about those characteristics that I admire, not about the celebrity himself. Somebody else might look at the same celebrity and might definitely not admire those particular characteristics, and their dream would be about why they don't admire those characteristics, why those characteristics are an issue for them in their life at the moment. So don't look at the person, look at what the person tells you about the dreamer. What is it about me in this dream that my dreaming mind has brought up this person or this situation to examine? What does it tell me about me? So if you take that approach and you're looking at a sex dream, and if sex 99% of the time is about becoming close and intimate with someone, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether you like it, whether you don't, is a very, very close, intimate thing, then what is it about me in this dream that I'm dreaming is I'm becoming very intimate with? A very quick rule of thumb dream that often works with a sex dream is to say, who am I having sex with in the dream? Describe their personality or approach to life. Okay, if the sex was good, if it felt good in the dream, maybe I'm taking some of those characteristics on board in my life now. Maybe I'm beginning to amalgamate that in my life. Maybe I'm beginning to integrate it into my being. If the sex was bad, same thing. Maybe at this time in my life, I'm bringing those kind of characteristics and energy on board in my life. Oh my God, I don't like that. Those are things I don't like. Maybe that's not such a good thing. What am I integrating in my life? Is this good? Is it bad? It starts off a questioning procedure. So I introduce this dream from that point of view to basically say, remember, sex, like all other dreams, is symbolic. So before looking at the kinds of questions I asked Diana and looking at her responses, because it's a short dream, let's just have a quick review here. What happens in this dream? Actually, as Diana says, nothing happens. They're in bed. The idea is that they're there to give the daughter a sex lesson so that she wants to practice sex so that she can enjoy herself and know all the right moves when she has a future boyfriend. And like all good parents, as Diana says, they want to give her that so that she's prepared and ready to get the most out of it when it happens. And yet in the dream, nothing really happens. Well, she passes her hand over her hair and kisses her there, and we'll come to that. But on the whole, nothing happens. So if we break that down just a little bit at this stage, we can say, here's a sex dream where something is meant to come together, be close and intimate. Something is meant to happen. In fact, the whole dream at the beginning has an intention in it. The intention is to practice sex so that in the future, the daughter will have all the right moves and will be able to enjoy herself all the more. So the intention is to have an experience that sets her up for the future to have more enjoyable experiences, to have better experience to ground her. So we can say that as all dreams process what's been happening for the last one or two days before the dream, when Diana had this dream, there was a sense of Diana had an intention that she wanted to gain more experience in something. She wanted practice and experience so that in the future, whatever it was she was planning in the future, she'd have more experience and she'd be able to get more from it. She'd be able to enjoy herself more. So that was the essence of the opening. But then by the end of the dream, nothing has really happened. But they still agreed to be in the experiment. So we know at the time of this dream, that intention that Diana had to gain more experience wasn't really happening. If you even think about it like that, you can say, well, it sounds like she's got an intention, but it's still in the head. She's still thinking about it. She hasn't really moved it into, let's get some experience on this. Let's make it happen. She hasn't moved it into her heart. How would this feel for me? Let's get out there. Let's see how this feels. She hasn't moved it into her feet. Let's get out. Let's walk this talk. Let's feel. Let's practice this. It stays in her head. So hopefully most of you are now thinking, because it is a short dream and easy to remember, about the head. There's a part in the dream where Diana reaches out to her daughter and she passes her hand over her hair and kisses her on the head. So there's a sense there of cherishing what's in the head. This is a head thing, this intention, this commitment, if you like, this idea or commitment to practice something that will set her up for a better experience in the future is staying in the head at the moment. Nothing happens because it's staying in the head. And as Diana says at this point in the dream, it feels too maternal. This isn't what she wants. I'm not really expressing it, but I'm agreeing to do it. So there's an acknowledgement that it will move out of the head, out of the head thinking stage, but it hasn't yet. Now, we're going to go into this dream quite deeply, but I just wanted to sort of paint that overall picture there so that you've got that, because we're going to enlarge on that. When you submit a dream as an email guest for the dream show, or when you submit a dream for an email consultation, you'll find when you do the form that there's one other section. Well, there's two other sections. One other section where I ask you to describe the people in the dream. And the other section is for you simply to put any more information that you just want to mention. So in that last section, for example, the only other piece of information Diana has put is my daughter's a teenager and she doesn't really have a boyfriend. So, you know, that makes us even more sure this dream is symbolic, because she hasn't got a boyfriend. So what Diana has put for the people in her dream, and the reason I ask this question, ask people to describe the people in their dream, is because, as we've just explained, if you look at the people in the dream as representing something about the dreamer, as representing how you look at them, I, the dream analyst, find it helpful to know how you describe the people who appear in your dream, because how you describe them helps me to understand how you see them, helps me to understand your mindset, why you see the person in this way, helps me to understand the dream. So, of course, in Diana's dream, there are only two people, and she describes her husband as too confident of himself. He pushes others to succeed, but not with himself. He gave up in his goals and dreams. So she sees him as someone who's confident for others, but not for himself. She sees her daughter as excellent in everything she does, a good friend of mine, and gives hugs. So already, even just looking at the people there, you can kind of see two distinct energies that are not quite different from each other, but a little bit different from each other. On the one hand, or on the left side in the bed, is the husband, who is probably excellent in everything he does as well, but he lacks the confidence, so he holds back. He doesn't have the confidence. He pushes others to succeed, but not himself. He gave up on his own goals and dreams. So no matter how excellent he might be, if he did return to his goals and dreams and getting them happening, the symbolism of the husband through Diana's eyes is this sense of not having the confidence, not going there, not practicing, not doing it, not succeeding. Whereas on the right hand, the daughter being in bed on the right side in the bed, is the daughter who is excellent in everything she does. So presumably she does go out there and she does do things. She doesn't hold back. She either has the confidence to go and do things and be excellent in them, or she doesn't have the confidence, but she goes out and does them anyway and is excellent in them. So you can see there's almost two opposites here, on the left hand, on the right hand. On the left hand, lack of confidence, not going out and doing it, but I will push others, so I've got good ideas for others. And on the right hand side, yep, I don't know if I'm confident or not, but I go out and I do it. So straight away we can see maybe there's a conflict for Diana here herself, because all dreams are about the dreamer. Everyone and everything in a dream represents something about the dreamer. So perhaps there's already, you can see here, an inner conflict for Diana between having this intention, whatever it is, and we'll find out, to go and do something in the world and to be practiced and ready so that she can really enjoy it when it happens, and probably knowing she'll be excellent at it like her daughter, but at the same time holding back, not having the confidence, maybe pushing other people to succeed, but not herself. So before going any deeper, the next thing that I do when I do a dream by email is I look at the dream and I send the dreamer, whether it's a private consultation or whether it's a dreamer for the dream show like this, I send the dreamer a number of questions to answer. And this is to, for me, it's to help clarify details of the dream. And for the dreamer, it's actually part of the procedure. It's going through and answering these questions as the dreamer actually takes you more deeply into the dream and you begin to get some ahas and some insights just going through that process. So it's part of it. Here are the questions that I asked Diana, and here are her answers. Was the bed your own bed in waking life or a dream bed? If it's not yours, can you add any more description? And she said, it felt like my own bed, though I didn't see any detail that proves that. Now, the reason I asked that question is sometimes the further away, say, the bed or the house looks from your actual one, the more it is an emotional issue. If it actually begins to look like your own bed or your own house, it can sometimes be a little bit less emotional, but it can also sometimes say, this is really is about your present situation. So we know this is really totally symbolic and perhaps quite emotional. The second question I asked Diana was, is your husband usually on the left side in bed? And she said, no, he's on my right side. The word usually doesn't apply, though. He usually falls asleep on the sofa watching TV and loses the fight with himself to wake up and come to bed. So we know straight away that if Diana did dream that her husband was in bed and on the right side, that's where he normally is, but she put him on the left side in the dream, so we know that's deeply symbolic. So what does that mean that he was on the left side in the bed? Quite often, but not always, there are no 100% rules in dream analysis. You have so much to take into account. But quite often, what is on the left side in your dream can represent what's in your inner world. And there is reasoning behind this, so stay with me on this. The right brain, and yes, I have switched to the right brain. The right brain, which is your intuitive, creative, emotional side of your brain, the part of your brain that sees the world in kind of holistic pictures, the part of your brain that we might relate to spirituality and intuition, the part of the brain that we tend to call the yin or the feminine side, the right brain links up to all the nerves on the left side of your body. So those qualities that I've just painted for the yin or the female side, which we all have of our brain, that creative, intuitive, spiritual, emotional side, is kind of another way to describe our inner world. You know, my creative, spiritual, emotional, holistic thinking world that I may or may not share with the world out there, but it's definitely part of my deep private inner world to an extent. So what can be on our left in the dream, even though it seems counterintuitive, is often related to the right brain. What's on the left can represent your inner world. And my level of confidence of this is really based on these 25 odd years of working with people and noticing that time and time again. So in contrast to that, what's on the right-hand side in your dream, and I'm not saying look at everything on your dream that's on the left and say that's your inner world and everything that's on the right and that's your outer world. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying when there is a distinct, oh, that's on the left and that's on the right, consider, oh, is this about what's in my inner world and what's in my outer world, and is there a conflict here, or how do they relate to each other? So in Diana's dream, she's got the daughter on the right side, which we'll come to later. But what's on the right side then can link to the left brain, which is our more logical, rational, let's break it down and be reductionist rather than holistic, cause and effect part of our brain, or our male side, our yang, which for many of us is how we think about our outer world. You know, we've got to be rational, we've got to be sensible, we've got to break it down. And that can represent our outer world. Questions, and so you know, in Diana's dream, the husband on the left on the inner world, she described as kind of holding back, like he's got lots of great ideas but not confident. So we're thinking, Diana, inner world, some level here of holding back on confidence. I'm happy to push other people for success, but I'm holding back myself. And on Diana's right side, maybe her outer world, excellence. The daughter was excellent in everything she does. So we can be pretty sure that Diana is either excellent in everything that she does, which I think she very probably is, or she feels that she has the potential to be excellent in everything that she does, but in fact, on the inside, is wobbly about it. Question three. In the dream, how far into the future did you envisage your daughter wanting to have sex with a boyfriend? So I'm trying to get from this, from Diana, how far into the future is this situation that she has an intention to go and do, but she still wants to have experience and practice for. Now, bear in mind, at this stage, Diana is answering questions not knowing what my interpretation of the dream is so far. So she doesn't necessarily know why I'm asking the questions, which is important. You know, I want her gut response to the answers. I don't want them to be coloured by the interpretation. But I'm just sharing with you why I asked the question. And Diana said, I felt it was about time. It could happen any time. Although in the dream and in real life, she doesn't have a boyfriend. Now that I say it, I remember the image of her future boyfriend in the dream. He was Mexican, black hair, and I know he didn't belong to her, but I couldn't do much to prevent her from having experiences with the wrong guy. So here's fresh information, and you'll hear how we work that into the interpretation later. So we know from Diana that the intention she's got this commitment about something that she wants to do, but she feels she needs more experience for. She knows it's something that it's about time that she felt it was about time. It's about time she goes out and does this thing. It could happen any time. And quick, I want some experience in this. And yet she's also said in the answer that she got some more information, the Mexican, the black hair, the fact that he was the wrong guy. So although we go into that more later, we have this feeling of part of Diana's hesitation as she's thinking, I'm worried, is this the wrong move? Is this the wrong way to get experience? Is this the wrong move? In my next question, I just clarified that. Was the future boyfriend a boy she already knew in another sense or someone she hadn't met yet? And she said, no, look, he was an entirely a dream character. Question five. I said, no need to be specific. But were the, quote, sexy moves to enjoy in her future experiences, unquote, moves for her own physical pleasure, for her boyfriend's physical pleasure, or for both? And Diana answers, for her own physical pleasure, future pleasure, so that she knows what she's doing and will take the most out of her experience. For my husband and I, in the dream, it was like teaching her how to drive, something that we as parents want our kids to know and do well. So what we got from that was it is really all about wanting the daughter in the dream to know what she was doing and get the most out of her experience. That's what Diana says, to know what she was doing and take the most out of her experience. So Diana's dream is about wanting to practice and get experience so that she will get the most out of it, out of the experience, and she will know what she's doing. It's all about her, as it should be for all of us when we're out there about to make a new move. We want to make the right move, the sexy move, the right move that's going to be good for us and give us maximum out of the experience. And then we can consider, well, what are we contributing to other people in doing this? But we all hope that we do things because we have a passion about them. And that's really what I mean about it being for your own experience, you know, the right moves for you. Are these the right moves for you? Or are you doing this to please someone else? There's the bottom line. I checked in my next question, how old is your daughter? And she said she's 17, the same age as in the dream. If she'd been a different age, that would have been an important thing to consider as symbolism, but she just saw her as a daughter now. So we're just taking that as a symbol of someone that's excellent and inexperienced. In the dream, where you become aware that you don't want her to have sex, what was the reason? Her age or another reason? And Diana said, my own beliefs that sex is something so precious that should be with the right person only, and most likely it will take some time until she finds him. I know it wasn't him, the dream future boyfriend. So again, we've got that clarification of the feeling that the dream future boyfriend, the Mexican that she's you know, in answering these questions, she's gone deeper and found more information about the dream. She knows that is not the right way to go. So as you'll hear later, as we go into the interpretation, we take that into account and know that whatever the Mexican represents, and we'll find that out, that is not a place that Diana feels comfortable about going. It feels like the wrong way for her. And finally, I asked about the dream, why did you see this as an experiment rather than a lesson? And she answered, it was a lesson too, but the word experiment implies experience, using the body, not just words, as a lesson could be. So I really think that answer encapsulates what I had shared with you previously really well, this idea that the dream is about an intention that Diana has in her head and that hasn't yet translated into the heart, into feelings, into the feet to walk along the street, into the body to practice, to feel it. So it really is saying, take this out of the head and into experience. But these are the words that Diana has put onto it without knowing that I've already half interpreted her dream. So she says, it was a lesson too, but the word experiment implies experience, using the body, not just words, as a lesson could be. So in her own words, she's sort of said, sometimes things can be about just having words, but this has got to be about really having experience. So what I've done next is I've rewritten the dream, but brought some of her answers into this. Not all of her answers, because it can be confusing, but some of them. So think of this as hearing an expanded version of the dream, because Diana's had time to contribute more texture to it. I was in bed. My husband, who is too confident of himself and pushes others to succeed, but not with himself, who gave up on his goals and dreams, is on my left side. And my daughter, who is excellent in everything she does and a good friend of mine and gives hugs, is on my right side. I knew we were having sex, although nothing was really happening. There was the notion of a future boyfriend of my daughter, and I felt it was about time. It could happen any time. I remember the image of her future boyfriend. He was Mexican, black hair, and I know he didn't belong to her, but I couldn't do much to prevent her from having experiences with the wrong guy. She wanted to practice sex with us to learn so that she will be ready to have sex with him. Although this notion sounded weird in waking life, it seemed normal in the dream to my husband and me. I wanted to teach her sexy moves to enjoy in her future experiences, for her own pleasure, so she will know what she's doing and take the most out of her experience. For my husband and I, it was like teaching her how to drive, something that we as parents want our kids to know and do well. But all that came out from me was to pass my hand over her hair and kiss her in her head. I thought, this is too maternal and it's not what she is asking for, but I love her and I can't avoid expressing my love this way. Right after the end of the dream, I became aware that I don't really want my teenage daughter, who is 17, to have sex with her boyfriend, because I believe that sex is something so precious that it should be with the right person only, and most likely it will take some time until she finds him. I know it wasn't him, the dream future boyfriend in the dream, but I'm still in this experiment. It was a lesson too, but the word experiment implies experience, using the body, not just words, as a lesson could be, where I agree to teach her. So I think you'll agree that hearing that dream padded out with the answers kind of gives you more of a feeling for what's happening in Diana's life and takes it away from the sex scenario into more the energetic scenario and the dynamics happening there. So the next thing I did was I put all that together as an interpretation, wrote it out, and this that I'm reading out next is what I sent Diana. So up to now, all Diana has had is the questions to send me the answers back, and then she receives this. Interpretation. You feel you've made a commitment for the future, how you would like to be in the world, but you're holding back. Nothing is actually happening. You feel experience is desirable, a better teacher than a more academic study, and you acknowledge that, inevitably, some experiences may seem not to be the best, But they're going to happen, so it's better to be prepared. Or is it? This is part of your conflict. Whether to wait for what feels like the right opportunity, or whether to accept other opportunities as learning experiences along the way. How might Mexican and dark hair, your daughter's future boyfriend in the dream, symbolize what feels like a wrong choice? You want your future experiences around your commitment to be nourishing for you, to bring you enjoyment, to be mutually satisfying. You want to know all the right moves to ensure this happens. Yet, your body and heart are not really following your intention. You're cherishing your ideas and visions, just as you expressed your love in the dream in focusing on your daughter's head where ideas and visions are held. You're noticing that you're being maternal in your approach, perhaps cautious to let your ideas and visions move into the world in physical form. Cautious about letting them go so they can grow. In the same way that a mother is cautious about letting her grown children go out into the world to fulfill their adult potential. How can you express love for yourself and your ideas and visions in a way that enables you to let them move out into the world? You see your husband as being too confident of himself, yet pushing others, but not himself, to succeed. You see him as having given up his goals and dreams. It's a strange paradox, isn't it? He's confident in his abilities to inspire others, but not confident about being able to succeed in his own goals and dreams. He was on your left in the dream, which doesn't relate to how you sleep in waking life, so it's symbolic. In this instance, he represents something about your inner world, and it seems that around this topic of commitment or agreement you have made for yourself about your future, you're lacking in confidence, possibly ready to give up on your goals and dreams. And yet, this dream is about inner conflict. So on the other side, on your right, is your outer world, represented by your daughter. In your outer world, you have the potential to be excellent in everything you do and to support and nourish yourself, as you said about your daughter, to be a good friend. You've made the decision, the agreement to move towards living your goals and dreams, and you know you're capable of doing this, but you feel you need a little more experience and fear that you might let yourself in for the wrong experience. How can you see your ideas, goals, visions and dreams as ready to move into the world, ready to receive the blessings of their creator, you, their mother, to grow through all experiences? How might it help to remember that mistakes and failures can be better teachers than successes? Is this where your husband has held back, fear of personal failure? The dream suggests you have made a firm agreement with yourself to enjoy, to make the best of every situation for yourself, to be as experienced and well-trained as you can to take your next steps, and that it's time to examine the unconscious or shadow side so that you can indeed make the right moves in bringing your dreams to fruition. Now, I did also supply a dream alchemy practice, but I'm going to read you that at the end. First of all, I'm going to read out Diana's response. So as with all dreamers, she took 2 or 3 days to really deeply think about that and get back. And then she said, "Hi, Jane Teresa, I'm short in words to express how good you are at interpreting dreams. I'm deeply grateful to you and to the creator that I found you. You have my admiration. The commitment I have made is to go independent with my work, but I'm waiting for my husband to get some kind of steady income so that I can have the luxury of quitting my job. When you said, how can you express love for yourself and your ideas and visions in a way that enables you to let them move out into the world, my first thought was believing in myself, by jumping into the water despite of the fear and the uncertainties. When you said, how might it help to remember that mistakes and failures can be better teachers than successes, and is this where your husband has held back fear of personal failure? Absolutely, yes. My theory is that in his past failure, he suffered and doesn't want to go through it again. In myself, I realize that I need security as well, so I become less adventurous and don't try risks. The Mexican dark hair was the key question that got me thinking. He's foreign, different culture and religion, not meant to be, not her true soul mate, which translated to my commitment is my true calling, my vocation, my real mission in life. So I'm now questioning this. I chose architecture without a true certainty as my profession. I am an amazing designer, very creative, and I proved to myself and to my bosses in the past and recently, but I get little chance to apply it. Most of my work is technical production of construction documents. Having said that, I feel the calling to helping people in a more meaningful way. Once I had an astrological chart done and she insisted that I had too many gifts to understand people, not to study psychology. But at the time I rejected the idea of studying psychology. I don't want it now either, and I don't regret both the technical and artistic training and experience I got with architecture, but I am missing working with people and making a difference in their lives. So that's how Diana related to the dream. It helped her to understand and further identify the conflicts that she's got, and also helped her to think about maybe the direction in which I'm wanting to expand further is the wrong guy, isn't quite the right one. You know, maybe I want to go more along the design kind of way rather than along the kind of architectural charts that I'm doing at the moment. So the dream alchemy that I prepared for her was to, now, as you know, in dream alchemy, what we do is we take some symbols or feelings from the dream and we transform them with the idea that those symbols or feelings from the dream come from your unconscious mind. So in transforming them, you're transforming your unconscious mind into a more positive mindset. You're rewiring your brain, you're reprogramming your unconscious. I didn't want to use the sex image for this dream because I know that is confusing, but I wanted to focus on the sexy moves. You know, in the dream is all about teaching sexy moves for experience. And in waking life, we often call things sexy. We say, oh, that's a sexy car, or that's a sexy job you've got, or, you know, we use sexy in a different meaning. So I designed the dream alchemy around thinking up good moves that we think of as sexy moves. So I've got creator charter, listing or drawing good moves for your daughter's future life, her personal and career, that will be enjoyable for her. So not sex moves, but sexy moves in the way that we use the term in language today, meaning fashionable or exciting, a sexy job, sexy business, meaning exciting or edgy, not sexual. So in that dream alchemy, I'm not suggesting that Diana draw up a list of good moves for herself. I'm sticking with the dream symbolism about it being for her daughter. So we're getting Diana to create a list or a drawing of good moves that she thinks would be good for her daughter's future life, that will be enjoyable for her. And in doing that, of course, Diana knows, because she's read the interpretation, that it's really about her. So what she's doing is cultivating this idea of drawing up a list of good moves that are really good moves for herself, and beginning to move her along that way, and taking her more into a realm of confidence, moving it out of the head and the heart and into this feeling of good moves, which are physical and experiential. So that's Diana's dream, and I hope that you got lots of good tips from that about how to approach dream. And most importantly, although it was a short dream that we picked there, I think it was an important one to get out there, an important one to share with other people as well. So just a reminder again of my website address, which is janeteresa.com, if you want to go there to listen to other episodes of The Dream Show, or perhaps to subscribe to our monthly newsletter if you haven't already subscribed, which keeps you up to date with what's going on and what's behind the scenes, or so that you can go to buy a book or buy an ebook or book an appointment with me by phone or by email. So our next Dream Show will be episode 178, which will come out on the 27th of May, if you're listening to this in real time. Have a wonderful month. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.